Thank you very much. Om Magyana Tungrandasya Gyanandana Sarakaya Chakshura Nuritandana Taismai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistan Stavitan Jayana Bhukali Svayam Rupa Kadama Hyam Vedati Svapadantika Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shemati Bhakti Vidanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Devi Bhagavani Pachare Vendari Vishesha Sanyavati Parastata Adesita Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Reading from Bhagavad Gita, it is chapter 2, contents of the Gita summarized, text number 49. Durenahya param karma buddhi yukhatananjaya buddhau sharanam avicha kripana palaketava. O Dananjaya, translation and purport by Divine Grace Lacy Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O Dananjaya, keep all abominable activities far distant by devotional service, and in that consciousness, surrender unto the Lord. Those who want to enjoy the fruits of their work are misers. Purport. One who has actually come to understand one's constitutional position as an eternal servitor of the Lord gives up all engagement save working in Krishna consciousness. As already explained, Buddhi Yoga means transcendental loving service to the Lord. Such devotional service is the right course of action for the living entity. Only misers desire to enjoy the fruit of their work, of their own work, just to be further entangled in material bondage. Except for work in Krishna consciousness, all activities are abominable because they continually bind the worker to the cycle of birth and death. One should therefore never desire to be the cause of work. Everything should be done in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of Krishna. Misers do not know how to utilize the asset of riches which they acquire by good fortune or by hard labor. One should spend all energies working in Krishna consciousness, and that will make one's life successful. Like misers, unfortunate persons do not employ their human energy in the service of the Lord. Translation again. O Dananjaya, keep all abominable activities far distant by devotional service, and in that consciousness surrender unto the Lord. Those who want to enjoy the fruits of their work are misers. We humbly request for the blessings of all the devotees. So we can say something for our purification and the glory of the Supreme Personality of God. If you look at the translation itself, the direct word from Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is speaking to us, being represented by Arjuna, that we should keep all abominable activities far distant. How do we keep ourselves free from abomination or abominable activities. It is completely impossible for any conditioned souls to stay in this world without sinning. It is impossible. But Krishna has made it possible. He said we should keep ourselves away from abominable activities. And the best way to do that, it is through devotional service. Remember in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami said, devotional service is like a blazing fire. And Lokesha himself mentioned that in the third canto of Bhagavatam. Devotional service is like a blazing fire. It burns every inauspicious thing to ashes and bring out the best of anyone. So Krishna is advising us we should take to devotional service. We can be protected by devotional service. Devotional service is our shelter. Because devotional service is an activity which is dedicated for Krishna. The activity which has direct connection with Krishna. Activity which has a powerful effect that would change our negative consciousness, our material consciousness, make it powerful spiritual consciousness. So devotional service is powerful. And Srila Prabhupada studied the purport also in a very wonderful way. He said, one who has actually come to understand one's constitutional position as an eternal servitor of the Lord gives up all engagement save working in Krishna consciousness. It's a very powerful statement because we as devotees in Krishna consciousness, even a smallest person, a new person who has just come to the movement for a short while, we all know that the goal of Krishna consciousness is Krishna prema. This is theory. Those who actually knows that the goal of life is Krishna prema, this is what Prabhupada described here. They will have nothing to do with this material world. If they have to work, it is only for the pleasure of Krishna. They have no other reason for working. It means that those who really accepted, who knows fully well that the goal of life is Krishna prema, the activities will show what is inside. We can understand that by the activity, by the attachment they have for devotional service to Krishna, not for position. They have great attachment for service for Krishna. They have no interest for position. They have wonderful focus, concentration. Nothing disturbs them from their devotional service. And they have no reason why they shouldn't work. It is very, very difficult to see someone who would work selflessly without reward. A person who will work without reward, without a personal result, is one who knows the goal of life is Krishna prema. And Prabhupada said here, he has no other work. And Prabhupada said it also in another book, the renunciation is true wisdom. Renunciation cannot take place in ignorance. Renunciation is only out of wisdom. Those who knows will do devotional service. Those who knows will do devotional service. Aham sarvasya parabhava mata sarvam parabhavati iti matva bhajante mam. Iti matva. Those who knows that I am the proprietor of both the material and the spiritual worlds. Iti matva bhajante mam. They will worship me. How do they worship Krishna? They don't worship Krishna theoretically or just philosophically. Krishna said, Buddha bhava saman vita. They have one pointed attention. So pure devotees, in the center of all the activities is Lord Krishna. They cannot do anything which has nothing to do with Krishna. This is how to understand that Krishna prema is a goal of life. The quality of those who have this consciousness in their chanting, in their hearing, in their speaking, in their seeing, in everything will be different from what we do now. For example, what was the consciousness of Maharaj Parikshit? What he was hearing from his guru? Or in particular, what is the consciousness of Arjuna in hearing Krishna and praying from Krishna about his duty? He knew Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He knew the only solution to his problem is Krishna. Therefore, his attention was one pointed. No division. This is the character of a person who knows God. So Prabhupada said here, one who has actually come to understand one's constitutional position as an eternal servitor of the Lord gives up all engagement save working in Krishna consciousness, which is opposite to those who do not know. As already explained, Buddha Yoga means transcendental loving service to the Lord. So, we render devotional service to Krishna, not with some expectation. We render service to Krishna, not for any other purpose. We render service to Krishna just for the purpose of pleasing Him. Krishna, I want to please you. And that is the only motivation for my doing this service I have to do. When that becomes the only motivation, pleasing Krishna, that is a transcendental position. That is the state of purity, the state of perfection. One knows Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and the goal of life is to please Him. Then one will do his or her service on this platform without expecting anything. And that what controls Krishna. That will capture location, that will attract location. Ignorant people cannot serve Krishna. Ignorant people, even if they have any attraction for Krishna, they have so many reasons. I want to serve Krishna because my parents have been, before they force me, I have to do it. Conditional. Or I am expecting difficulty. Therefore, I want to sell location so I can get rid of my difficulties. I am needed something. If I'm worshiping location to obtain that. Those who know the goal is Krishna prema, they don't have any reason why they should do their service for Krishna. They do it just for the pleasure of Krishna. Therefore, they are considered to be Buddha yogis. Buddha yogis, those who serve Krishna, pretty purvakam. Buddha yogis, they serve the Krishna with love, with affection. Lakshmi Sahastra. Savior Manam. Lakshmi Sahastra. Chantamani Parakara Sarma Sukhapa Bhusha. Laksha Bhutu Shuddha Biradi Palayantam. Lakshmi Sahastra Sata. Samdhamma. Savior Manam. Savior Manam. They worship Lord Krishna with affection. Just to please Lord Krishna. And it is so powerful that Lord Krishna become captured, controlled by this love, this affection. He doesn't hear any other sound. Krishna's ears is blocked from other powerful recitations of Vedas personified, glorified Lord Krishna. Krishna does not hear because his ears is blocked from the loving affection of his devotees. Such devotional service is the right course of action for the living entity. Only miser desire to enjoy the fruit of their own work, which and just to be further entangled in material bondage. The danger of material activities. Devotional activities put an end to all our sufferings. It will stop our material existence. But material activities continue our suffering because that will help us to get more material bodies. Therefore, they are described here to be kripana, misers. Misers are those who want the result of every activity they perform. Even if they do devotional service for Krishna, they expect some result. They are misers. So in other words, if we have a proper understanding of this verse, Lord Krishna is telling us that whoever does some service with some expectation is a miser. Either a devotee or non-devotee. As far as there is an expectation, they are considered misers. Because a devotee is not a miser. That means a devotee works only for the pleasure of Krishna. So he's not a miser, he's a magnanimous personality. A miser works for himself or herself, for her gratification. And that is bondage. Fruitive activities are very dangerous because it will keep us here in the material world. And to stay here in the material world means what? Continual suffering. To keep on suffering. That's all. Material existence means to keep suffering, to continue the suffering. We are suffering already. Lord Sadhguru said, "Lounam paramatabi karma jadintriya pritayapri." We already made a mistake by accepting this material body, which is giving us so much troubles. So, no intelligent person should use this body for material activity that will give us another material body. Intelligence means, Buddha Yoga means what? To use this body to prepare for our good fortune, to put an end to all our sufferings. This is the main reason why this body has been given to us. Therefore, the Prabhupada said here, people do not know how to use the good asset one acquired through hard labor. One has worked so hard to get money. How do we use it for? What do we use it? Do we use it to terminate our material suffering positively? Or we use it to continue our suffering? If we use our material asset in Christian consciousness, that will be the source of our liberation. But if we use our material asset for sense gratification, that will help to keep our material existence on and on and on. Having more material bodies means we are not tired of suffering. So to be a miser is very dangerous. To be a devotee is wonderful. To be a miser is dangerous. So Krishna is telling us here, keep all abominable activities away from our life by engaging ourselves in devotional service. Except for work in Christian consciousness, all activities are abominable because they continually bind the worker to the circle of birth and death. One should therefore never desire to be the cause of work. Lord Krishna is the supreme cause of all causes. We should try to understand that. Lord Krishna is the supreme cause of all causes. We should try to understand that. We are also tiny causes. Krishna is the supreme cause of all causes means without permitting us, we cannot do anything. But we are tiny causes because we create the cause of our suffering. Our suffering does not come from Krishna. Krishna is the supreme cause of all causes. It does not mean he causes our suffering. We cause our suffering because we create it.
Krishna is the supreme creator. We are the tiny creators. We create our sufferings and our enjoyment. So Krishna is anumanta upadrasta. He's the supreme cause of all causes. He witnesses everything. Therefore, he gives permission. So he's the supreme cause of all causes because he gives permission for our sinful activities. Without his permission, we can't even do it. So he's the supreme cause of all causes, but he does not cause our suffering, our enjoyment. We cause it. Therefore, we can also stop it. So look, Srila Prabhupada, he prayed when he went to America. And in the prayers, he said, Lord Krishna, we came into your illusory energy by your mercy. Similarly, we can also get out of this entanglement by your mercy. So if we pray to Lord Krishna, or if we change our desire, not giving up desire, desire is part of the soul. Desire is part of the soul. So we cannot destroy desire. This nihilistic philosophy is not bona fide. We can purify the desire, we can change the desire. And then when he told yesterday, one who has a pin in his body, her body, will use a pin to remove it. Use a pin to remove the pin inside the body. So we cannot change, we cannot give up desire, but we can purify the desire. The same thing which is causing our bondage can also cause our liberation. So if you purify our desire by taking to devotional service, desiring pleasure to facilitate Krishna's pleasure is pure and transcendental and liberating. So devotional service will help us prepare for that. It will help rectify our desire or to renovate our life. Devotional service is meant for renovation. Renovation means the object is already existing, but it's in a bad shape, so we have to put it in a good shape. So it means that the soul is already there, pure, but due to material association, some contaminations have come into the consciousness. So the consciousness has to be purified. So devotional service is the best means to do that, to purify our consciousness. So Prabhupada said, everything should be done in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of Krishna. But misers do not know how to utilize the asset of riches which they acquire by good fortune or by hard labor. If one should spend all energies working in Krishna consciousness, and that will make one's life successful. We should engage the best of our ability in Krishna consciousness. We should use everything we have for the service of Krishna. That is the teaching from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura. Using everything we have for Krishna service is the teaching from Bhaktivinoda Thakura. Everything, whatever we have with us, we should engage it in Krishna consciousness. This will help devotees because sometimes a devotee can unnecessarily put himself or herself into trouble by admiring other devotees' talent and fall into inferiority complex. Devotees should learn to use what we have in pleasing Krishna, not admiring what other people have and becoming contaminated by inferiority complex. Krishna has given everyone some ability, some talent. We should be conscious of that and simply apply that in Krishna consciousness. We will be happy will be satisfied.
Kubja has no money. She has no education.
The only thing she has but her body, she offered that to Krishna, and that became her liberation. She didn't go to look for somebody to come and serve Krishna for her. She used what she has for Krishna. And Krishna did not really get out, you contaminated woman. Ugly hunchback woman. Krishna did not push her away. He accepted, oh, this is what you have for me. Thank you. Because she understands this is what I have. In other words, we should understand that Krishna has given everyone some talent which we can use in his service, which will be the source of our liberation. So we should be very intelligent, Buddha yoga, Buddha yogis, we should be very intelligent to see what is within our reach that we can use that for Krishna consciousness. If we do this, we'll be successful. Hare Krishna. Yes, both of them. Both of them are abominable. Abominable means any sinful activities. Any sinful activities. We can name it. Killing a brahmana, killing the spiritual master, killing a woman, embryo, robbing people. All abominable activities. And our material existence itself is an abomination. Our material existence, having a material body with all the material senses, is an abomination. Why? Anything which is not connected with Krishna, it's an abomination. So anything. So both of them are abomination. But although material energy is considered illusory, it's not real. So that means it's an abomination. But Krishna will accept because actually it is his energy. Daivihi, Sagunamayi. Why? Because if he has connection with Krishna, it becomes transcendental. In other words, all abominable things, things are considered abominable because they are not connected with Krishna. So even our money, if our money has no connection with Krishna, it's an abomination. Which, of course, Lakshmi Devi is not an abominable personality. But the misuse of Lakshmi Devi is an abomination. So anything which is not used for Krishna is an abomination. Anything. But if they have connection with Krishna, all the abominable thing becomes wonderful. So in other words, what do we say material? Material means what? Material means what? Both the material and spiritual, the Krishna claims them to be his energies. So what is material? Material means anything which we are separating from Krishna. Even our intelligence, our mind, our senses, which are not engaged in Krishna, because they are abominable, because they put us into trouble. But the mind, intelligence, or false ego that are engaged in Krishna consciousness, they will liberate us. Therefore, both of them are abominable. Otherwise, you see, Krishna said here, keep all abominable activities far distant by devotional service. How do we keep them away? We have to do devotional service. We need so many paraphernalia which are separated in the image of Krishna. But by engaging that in the service of Krishna, and we need it, our body, which is an abominable object, we can use that to serve Krishna and become pure. This is my contribution from me. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, how to discard it, proper use the word durena, discard it at a long distance. So how to do that, how to discard all abominable activities. Powerful question, powerful, very nice. Yes, how do we discard or keep away? We have to go in the streets to preach. And in the street, we cannot close our eyes so we don't see a naked woman on the billboard. Right? We cannot close our eyes. And by looking at it, the mind is very, very funny. Anything which comes in mind, it will not go completely. It will draw some residues in the mind. So how do we keep away all these subtle and gross contaminations? Yes. Whenever a sincere devotee, we should try to understand it. This is a very nice question. A devotee cannot be too mechanical to block the mind that I will never think of anything negative. We don't have that strength. And it is too mechanical. We can't do it. If we try, we will fall. So what is the best way for us to do this? To keep away from this contamination, gross or subtle. Whenever such thought comes, we should be free to let it come and let it go. Let it come and let it go as soon as possible. We should be free. We shouldn't maintain it, and neither should we block it from entering. We should let it come and let it go as it comes. And if one repent, oh Krishna, please help me. Oh Krishna, I'm sorry for this. This is repentance. A devotee should have a repentant attitude. If you have this repentant attitude, whatever unnecessary thought comes and we regret, oh Krishna, I'm very sorry. This demon has attacked me again. Please help me with some strength so that I can be free from this. If you maintain this attitude, we will not be affected by such contaminations. And in due course of time, Krishna will trash it out. This is my contribution. Thank you. We have nice questions. I appreciate how you think, how you use your mind in Krishna consciousness. Very good. I have said many times that we should learn how to stimulate our minds seriously in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, the mind will disturb us. And the best way to do that, Krishna mentioned the austerity of the mind, to study the scriptures. Austerity of the speech is to recite the scriptures. So if you recite the scriptures, the mind will be affected. So if other devotees can use this, stimulate our mind sufficiently in Krishna consciousness, we'll be free from the disturbances of the mind. This is a very powerful way you are using your mind, looking at every word very carefully. Because these words are spoken by Krishna. So they can't be ordinary words. So you have to take them and proper did it word for word translation. So it's very, very careful. So we should do this word for word. It will help our restless mind to become to take rest. And when our mind is resting, that's liberation. Hare Krishna. Jai, O glory to Srila Prabhupada. Your question was very good. Yes. We have Krishna consciousness means to be conscious of Krishna all the time. And that means that we should think like Krishna. We should act like Krishna. As Krishna is doing, that is what we should be doing. Yes. We have to, both ways, we have to always think of Krishna. And Prabhupada gave us the formula to chant Krishna always. That is the best way to think of Krishna all the time. To remember Krishna all the time. Of course, we know that even while we are chanting, even if we chant 24 hours, the mind still goes away. But that is the process, how to get there. So, to be Krishna conscious means that we are always thinking the way Krishna is thinking. We are acting the same way Krishna is acting. Or we are always making many, many arrangements for Krishna's pleasure. That's Krishna consciousness. How can please Krishna the most? What will please Krishna? What Krishna is expecting from me? What I should be doing? That is Krishna consciousness. So this is my little understanding about being Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. I also appreciate your questions. They're really wonderful. They're deep. Means we're really stimulating our mind. Krishna consciousness. Are they? Please. Jai, Jai, Srila Prabhupada. Yes. How can Krishna's energies like this, material energies, be abominable? Yes, that's the question. Very good. They are abominable because we are conditioned. And we are misusing them. How Krishna sees things is different from the way we see things. Krishna does not see abomination. So Krishna is speaking of abomination here, not for himself. It is because we are conditioned. So we see good and bad. In the ultimate realm, there is nothing like good or bad. Good or bad, it is duality. Duality does not exist in the ultimate realm. There's nothing like good or bad, day and night, happiness and distress, sufferings and enjoyment, black and white, rich and poor, ugly and beauty. It does not exist. This is our language. So Krishna is speaking our condition. He's addressing our condition. When we get out of this, we will see that even the person we call Maya is a pure devotee of Krishna. Not a bad person, but we see as a bad person. That is our own condition. So abomination here is our condition, not Krishna's condition. Just like a policeman is paid big salary, but a criminal will not like a policeman. Right? But a policeman, the governor will like a policeman. Why? Because a policeman is acting, he's doing his duty. Like Papa Purusha. Yes. when we attain perfection, we become transcendental. There's nothing like pap. There's nothing like that. Otherwise, why will Krishna liberate demons? They are demons. Why would Krishna give them liberation? And he said, Paritana sadhanam vinasa cha duskritam. And if they are duskritas, so why would he liberate them? There was this question also. Why Parikshit Maharaj spare Kali? When he was about to kill Kali, why did he allow him? He would have killed him because he was ready to do that. Yes. When Kali was acting abominable, he was ready to kill. But when he surrendered, he cannot do that again. The condition has changed. So he said, oh, okay. You can stay. So this, some of the difficulties will happen. Go ahead. But in course of practicing Christian consciousness and as we progress, we'll come to the level where we don't see the dualities. And that is the reason why Paramahamsa does not preach, because they don't see the combination. They don't see anything. So how can you talk about something you don't see? You don't know. They don't see sinful activity. They don't see any person sinful. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj. When he was asked to look for a sinful person, he went the whole universe. He couldn't find one sinful person. While Duryodhana was asked to look for a saint, he went around the whole universe. He couldn't find one saint. You see, just opposite. So abomination is our language. It's our situation. So Krishna recommends devotional service to take us out of this abomination, so we don't see dualities, only see perfection, Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. I should thank you also for yours. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Hawaii Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.